You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Daniel chapter 12 is a chapter that talks about the very end of time. Verse 4 says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Now, for a moment, let's just imagine the world of the future based on some of the trends we can see developing today. What do you make of these headlines? Elon Musk's first Neuralink patient made a full recovery, but the FDA and some doctors have concerns about the patient's long-term health. Elon Musk claims Neuralink's first patient, implanted with a brain chip, can already move a computer mouse with their mind. One article read as follows: "Elon Musk's Neuralink Corporation successfully implemented a brain chip in its first human patient, marking a significant milestone in the development of brain-computer interfaces, BCIs. The patient, whose identity remains undisclosed, has reportedly made a full recovery and can control a computer mouse using their thoughts." Musk announced the achievement, highlighting Neuralink's progress and its potential to transform the way humans interact with technology. The implant, designed to facilitate direct communication between the brain and external devices, could offer groundbreaking solutions for people with neurological disorders and mobility issues. Neuralink's device consists of a small, coin-sized chip implanted in the skull, connected to ultra-thin wires that interface directly with the brain. This setup aims to monitor brain activity and enable control over digital devices through thought alone. Think about how far technology has developed here. If a brain chip can be implanted in a human, this type of technology makes me think that the necessary tools and skills are already here for the Antichrist to simply come in and enforce the mark of the beast, where people cannot buy and sell without having taken the mark. Is the groundwork being laid already with the introduction of this kind of technology? Secondly, let's dive into the world of virtual reality. The Apple Vision Pro is being marketed as a mixed reality headset, combines augmented reality and virtual reality, all in one product. In a way, you are almost always walking around with a TV and a computer connected to your head and eyes all the time. Could this be the new norm in the years to come? People will be wearing this virtual headset and sending emails, reading a book, or watching TV shows out in public. The third point has to be artificial intelligence. While this breakthrough in technology can be used for a lot of positive things, like anything in life, the potential for negative and evil is also great. I read about a man named Anthony Lewandowski who started a church named Way of the Future, WOTF, in 2015. It is reported that the church has a congregation consisting of a couple thousand people who are trying to build a spiritual connection with AI. This Church of Artificial Intelligence is literally described as a religious movement focused on the worship and understanding of artificial intelligence. On another note, how will AI be used or adopted in the church? Will you be aware if a sermon was actually written by a human or by AI? These are the perilous and difficult questions we will have to face. Now, with these examples, would you not say that we are truly living in a time where knowledge has increased and is still increasing to unthinkable heights? And we haven't even talked about space travel or microchip implants that let you make payment with your hand. But I say all of this not to frighten you, but to raise your awareness. The advancing of technology is not the only sign that we are getting close to the end. And who knows, maybe this is only the beginning. But whatever the case may be, the beauty of biblical prophecy is that it tells us the fate of both the godly and ungodly, the righteous and the unrighteous.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
The Bible tells us that Michael, the archangel, will arise. Then there will be a time of anguish greater than any since nations first came into existence. But at that time, every one of your people meaning God's people, whose name is written in the book, will be rescued. Many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting disgrace. After hearing all of this, I would like to tell you that there are two types of Christians. There are those who I like to call the surface level Christians. They believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, rose from the dead, and ascended on high to heaven. But this group of Christians love the Psalms. They love reading, "The Lord is my shepherd." They enjoy the Gospels of Matthew, Luke, John, and Mark. However, they don't venture too much into the book of Revelation. The surface-level Christians pick and choose which proverbs they want to read. A surface-level Christian embraces only the scriptures that give them comfort. They embrace scriptures that fill them with hope, scriptures that offer a feel-good factor. The Lord will never leave nor forsake you. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and give you a hope and a future. This is the surface-level Christian. And then there's the second group. And the second group are the deep and thorough Christians. These are the Christians that dive right into the Bible. They desire to know the book of Revelation just as much as they love to read the Psalms. These are the mature Christians. Yes, they know and hold onto the word that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." but they equally embrace Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, which says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Mature Christians will embrace the promises of God, and they will also embrace the parts in Scripture that call for repentance, the parts that call you to pick up your cross. The mature Christian embraces the Bible in its totality. And so, it is the mature Christians who I would like to speak to today. To you, I say, what will you do on the day of reckoning, when disaster comes from afar? To whom will you run for help? Where will you leave your riches? Those are the words of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 3. A different translation reads, "What will you do in the day of punishment, and in the desolation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory?" Now, some people will take this scripture and interpret it as though the Bible is asking you, what will you do when troubling circumstances come your way? However, I believe, though, that when you look at the meaning of the phrase, the day of reckoning, it means a time when past mistakes or misdeeds must be punished or paid for. I believe that this verse is speaking of a time when those who are in sin, those who reject Jesus, will face the full wrath of God in judgment. Luke 13, verse 27 and 18 says, "But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out. I believe this is a stern warning in the Bible. The day of reckoning is when God will call us into a courtroom and judge us according to our works, our deeds, and thoughts. Revelation 20 speaks of the great white throne judgment. Every life will be judged. It's a day when the dead, the small, and great will stand before God. And the Bible says in Revelation 20, verse 12, books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. Will you be found in these books? And if you are found, what will be said of you? I believe these books have recorded every word you have ever said, those in anger and those in joy. I believe these books will have recorded your actions in detail, whether or not you have loved the Lord with all of your heart and soul. Written in the pages of these books will be the truth about how you spent your private moments, the thoughts that ran through your head, the things you did. The contents of these books will entail whether you were obedient and loved your neighbor as you loved yourself. Revelation 20, verse 13 to 15 says, "The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." This is the day of reckoning, a day where the division between true saints and the ungodly will be final and irrevocable. There will be those that shout, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" But the response they will receive is, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And then there will be those saints who will hear the words, "Well done, O good and faithful servant." On the day of judgment, only those whose names are recorded in the book of life are forever with the Lord. But those who have rejected him are forever cut off. Saints, we have to become familiar with this word called accountability, because the day of reckoning is a day of accountability. Romans 14 verse 12 says, "So, then each of us will give an account of himself to God." In other words, life is accountable. There is a day where you will have to stand up and accept judgment over how you lived. Matthew 12, verse 36 says, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment." The day of reckoning is one where you will be accountable. What will be the verdict on your life? Obedience or disobedience? Will the verdict on your life be that you were filled with pride and arrogance, or that you were a humble servant of the kingdom? Will any idols be found in your life? Or will the name of Jesus Christ be found to be the front and center of your heart? Will the Lord find you to have been faithful in the small, to be devoted to him daily? What will be the verdict over your life on the day of reckoning?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.